Hello and welcome back to Couch Surfing with Koi, the traveling podcast where the guests are whoever lets me sleep on their couch. And in today's episode, I'm in Greenville, North Carolina, on my own couch in my living room. And I'm joined by content creator and my ex-roommate, Rhea Blipblop. Rhea is one of my best friends in North Carolina, and even though we don't live together anymore, she still crashes on my couch so much that it almost felt wrong not to do an episode together on it before I move out next week. In this episode, we talk about being online friends as teenagers. We reflect on living together last summer while all of my friends got canceled. We discuss Rhea's alleged murder of her own great-grandmother and a bunch more stuff that you're going to want to hear. And probably some that you won't. So, enjoy! This is a serious show, you know that? So I'm going to need you to act serious the whole time. And also, you can't talk about the majority of the things that are actually true. I haven't told them a single thing about me.
Okay.
If that's okay. So just go along with kind of whatever I make up about myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you ready for me to start?
Go on.
Okay. So you know how I'm gay, right?
Yeah.
So I wasn't looking at boobs the other day and I was having a really good time being like, I think I want to do something girly
because you like boys.
Yeah, I like boys. And yes. Are you starting to follow that?
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Because it just like kind of gets me a better audience.
It pulls in the...
Yeah. And it gives me a lot of like room to make more jokes. And I can say a lot of the words that I want to. I can express myself really fully. Yeah, it's great.
Holy crap.
It's great. It kind of makes me think that no one is really actually gay.
Well...
they're trying to be funny.
Well, it's like they are gay, but like they do it to be funny.
Is there a bit. Well, this brings me into a point that I had recently.
Right.
Which is, if you're gay, why are you being so serious?
And that's so true.
You ever see a gay on their Snapchat story? Which, first of all, bad news.
You ever see a gay on their Snapchat story? Run. Bad.
Especially if it's one of their four private stories, which with each different tiered levels of friendship.
One person gets knocked off as it goes up.
Yeah. But they're like posting these selfies where they're like, I don't know if it's like duck lips or if it's like the serving face, you know, but it's so serious. I'm like, do you not realize that you're actually kind of the biggest joke of the world?
Oh my God. good morning. No, but
really,
you're right.
Starting this podcast off with homophobia. Let's just do 10 minutes of homophobia and then we can move into the rest of the segments.
Can we do the homophobia segment just out of the way?
Yeah.
Just start it off.
Okay. Yeah. And if you want more homophobic exclusive content, it's over on the Patreon. You know it.
That's too good.
I'm just tired of gay people being serious because you're funny. You walk funny. You talk funny. You move your hands around.
And we kind of like low-key hate you.
Dude.
Sorry. I know, they pay the bills. I was just kidding. They can't take a joke? Oh my God, what can these people do?
Make coffee.
That's...
I know I'm going to get comments that are like, wait, is he actually gay or not? I'm confused.
This isn't going to help.
Do I look like I'm wearing makeup?
Show them your nails. Show them your nails. Go on.
Unpainted. Straight mask.
Straight mask.
What?
That's just very generous.
What, a mask for mask?
Yeah, I mean, it's a straight mask. Straight mask.
Should I get a truck? Listen,
hello?
I have 2 more weeks in North Carolina to feel free, to feel like one of the boys.
Oh, you've got to get a truck.
I need to get a truck.
You need to get a truck that's like low-key, like, look under me. You know what? Sorry.
That's not very mask. Look under me isn't really giving mask. I don't know.
No, the trucks that are like, ooh, look under me.
Oh, the like raised up ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that look like they're tiptoeing around everywhere. Like a
like, I'm going to get you. I'm
the
gonna
boosted
get you.
Up trucks. You've lived in North Carolina for your whole life.
Except for 3 months in Seattle when I was born. Y'all didn't know that.
It took you 3 months to be born?
It was a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you come out head first or feet first?
Vacuum.
Head vacuum probably. First? Well, you're a twin?
No, after I got the vacuum out, and I was sort of just like, I just came out like full body standing, like vacuuming up.
Oh, you came out vacuuming?
Yeah, I came out vacuuming.
You were like, I got it.
I got
no
it.
Worries.
Don't worry.
Don't even worry about it.
No, it's okay. They're like, she kind of got a Swiffer. What's this going to do?
Your first words
don't
are...
Don't try to vacuum up a placenta, guys. It does not work. No.
Yeah. Your first it's words were...
That's what it sounds like. It's really bad.
Your first words were, well, good morning. To your kid walking out of the room.
Well, hi.
Oh, great to finally see. Oh, and look who decided to make an appearance. You know, some help would be nice. You know I clean on Saturdays.
No, that's so good.
Yeah. Can we talk about North Carolina culture?
Yes, we can, please.
Red, white, and blue.
Okay. What do you want me to give my North Carolina culture first, or do you have questions first?
If you have something on your mind, speak it.
Okay, because people visit North Carolina all the time, and they're like, I've got to go to Bojangles. And they have Bojangles. They're like, because it's like, yeah, like it's dry. Like that's Bojangles. But like you still get Bojangles.
Bojangles is like chicken biscuit.
Bojangles is like, ooh, I want to eat chicken flavored paper bread. And it's like, yeah, and that's good.
Chicken flavored paper bread. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Heard it.
I like that.
And because
that's like a song I'd listen to when I was 10.
Chicken flavored paper bread.
Okay, I asked for culture in North Carolina and you said people go to Bojangles and then they go, blah.
No, I that was talking, your answer. Okay, no, this is me talking about people who come to North Carolina.
And well, I want the people in North Carolina.
Yes, so this okay. I was getting, it was a segue.
Okay.
I know you don't usually do those on this podcast, but I'm just like, I'm like guiding through a story instead of just saying them. It's like really helpful with like narrative. But yeah, people come to Bojangles in North Carolina and complain and they're like, it's bad. But it's like, that's not for you. Like, that's not for you. That's for me when I'm going to the beach, like before I go on vacation. Like I'm getting, oh, great. You're still thinking about the narrative thing.
You're speaking of narrative. Thing. I was trying to do a segue. Or do you not like those? Oh, wait. Sorry. I forgot I don't do those on this podcast. That's fine. We can just go segment to segment.
No, touche.
Do you actually want to host? Do you want to? No, you can start speaking. But if you could do it like a normal person.
I don't like this.
I don't like it either.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Speaking of not liking things, North Carolina culture.
I'm sorry. You're good at it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
You're really good because you did that twice now and it didn't even hit me. I just like, wow, like wind in my face. I was like,
you know where they have wind?
Say it.
North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I knew you wanted that.
Oh,
I knew you'd like that,
good
really.
Good stuff.
I did. So have the boys that dress like they do always dress like that? The Vineyard Vine shirts? Well, their shorts have gotten shorter.
North Carolina men, you're getting sluttier. And it's
you can
fine.
Say it.
I said it with my full chest just then.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, I meant it.
No. Yeah, they're...
It's like, what do you... Okay.
They're walking around.
They're walking around and they learned how to cut their hair. And I think, this is a theory of mine, they're getting separate shampoo and conditioner.
No. You don't think that they moved on past 2-in-1?
Oh, you should see them on the campus, okay? Because I go to the, like, most North Carolina school you can go to, like, with peak North Carolina boy.
Yeah.
Suddenly, their hair is not, like, Well, I don't mean to say a bird's nest and sound all cliche, but a bird's nest.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, what are you guys doing? And they're going to hairdressers.
Also, I believe the cliche is a rat's nest, so you're good.
Is it?
Yeah.
North Carolina thing.
Whoa, okay. You close the loop. I think those iPhones are making them gay. They see, they're like...
This is a PSA. Your iPhone, North Carolina boy, look at me. Your iPhone is making you gay.
How are you supposed to open up an app and not look faggy? What?
Nothing.
I can't say faggy?
I mean, you can.
I actually technically shouldn't, but for the podcast, you know, I pretend to be gay.
Yeah.
So I can like make fun of men.
Maybe that's why it like felt really bad inside of me when you said that.
Right.
Right. Oh,
I didn't like. I'm gonna try to move on from that. Yeah. So they're washing their hair.
Yeah, they're washing their hair.
They're washing their hair.
Their shorts are shorter, and the Vineyard Vines is like in a drawer. Like they're not really tapping into the Vineyard Vines as much as they used to, which is fine.
Now they're wearing like a shirt they got from a restaurant when they were on vacation.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, I got
that. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's like I'm outside looking at them.
I've been studying.
That's good, yeah. Dude. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. North Carolina's. You heard that? North Carolina. You heard a little. Did you hear it? I need to get out of here.
I'm recalling a memory. Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah. Okay. Holy, you were recalling a memory?
I forgot it when you said it, but then I remembered.
Okay.
Actually, okay. No, I don't need to tell that story. Happened to be in class today. It was really funny. Can I?
I'm waiting for you to keep telling the story.
Okay, well, I feel bad.
I don't need to tell that story. It happened in class to me.
You just wouldn't even care about the story if I told it.
It happened to me in class today, and it was really funny. But I don't even need to tell it. Go.
You keep me humble.
Tell your story.
Okay, I was in class. We were doing critique in my weaving class. Yes, I'm a daughter of Athena. My God.
What?
T.S.
Art students will do anything but just be like, I'm an art student.
Yes, if I was in Percy Jackson, Athena would be my mom.
I major in yarn with a minor in ripping up paper.
Wait, I didn't tell you about my minor yet. Do you know that?
Okay, so you were...
So I was majoring in yarn.
You were in your weaving class.
I was in my weaving class, and I put my... We were critiquing other people's work, which is a thing you do. And I was saying that one of it... Hello? Hello?
You're going...
One of it.
That one of it?
One of it.
One of it. I'm not, following.
Not what I meant to say. Not what I meant to say.
Clown movie.
Someone... one of them.
James Charles, get off your phone. It reference. You know what I'm saying? My brain just has to say the references.
I thought you just knew he was here on his phone.
Oh, you thought he was watching? No, I'm referencing the tweet where it was like, James Charles said something about the It movie and he's like watching It right now. He's always saying something. And then Finn
something.
Wolfhard was like, get off your phone.
That's
You're
good.
Watching the movie.
I thought you were just talking to him.
No. Okay, so you were
critiquing one of it. And I was like, it looks, I forgot the word I said, but it was probably something along the lines of like delicate, but it was more complicated than that.
Mm-hmm. Intricate?
No, it was like, it started with a P. Perplexing. Perspiring. Persisting.
Permeating.
Possum?
It's probably possum.
It's possum. So I was like...
Because that starts with a P.
It does. I said something. This story doesn't even matter anymore. I was like, it's perspiring.
Not you doing it again.
And...
This story doesn't even matter anymore.
You're right. pick me, lock
okay,
me
you
up,
said,
lock
you
me
said,
up.
You said it's perspiring.
It's like perspiring. Da, 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 da. It's really interesting. Someone behind me immediately goes... Yeah, I don't remember who said it, the word like that it was perspiring, but I really took, or, like, I really like latched on to that. I literally went like this. I went, I'm in the front of the classroom. I go, like, it's a bit. The other side of the classroom starts cracking up, okay? Mind you, there's this older lady in the class. I love her to death. She's laughing the hardest. I'm like, oh, I'm a comedian. I got the whole room laughing. Everyone's laughing. And then my professor goes, wait, didn't Rhea just say that? And it was the funniest thing. Like, it was roars of laughter. They were I was like, hello. They thought I was so silly.
You got to have like a derpy who me moment.
I was like, oh, me? And oh. I was like, yeah, whoever said that must have been a genius. Room busted out in laughter again.
I didn't think anyone noticed me.
I felt like Bo Burnham.
Wait, that's funny. That was kind of like Inside by Bo Burnham.
That was kind of like Inside by Bo Burnham.
I didn't think anyone noticed me. So I wanted you to be here today on my couch, in my house, because you've spent a lot of time on my couch in my house, sleeping here, being here, hanging out together. We're kind of each other's only friend.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
You don't have any other, because, I mean, I unless we're spending time together, I don't really, when we're spending time together, I don't see you hanging out with anyone else. So I would assume that, and I don't hang out with anyone else when we're not together, but when.
Well, I every time I've seen you, like, online, like, yeah, you're just, like, alone all the time because we're just, well, I'm your, like, your only friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is episode one. This is the first episode of my podcast.
I thought those other people were just strangers.
AI.
It has gotten so advanced.
It's really gotten good. I don't
feel like I've seen anyone talk about that.
I saw a baby dressed up in a costume walking down a runway the other day. What?
That was probably real, though. That could have been real.
Now that I think about it, it probably could have been real.
I saw the baby that looked like Billie Eilish.
That was Billie Eilish as a baby. That was our first year of doing that interview. You know that
Variety.
Interview? You know that Variety interview she does every year?
She started when she was a baby.
She started when she was a baby.
There's videos of it.
Yeah, there's a video of you doing a Variety interview when you're a baby too. You said, we have guests coming over, get the vacuum.
So true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. My first viral moment.
Well, you've spent a lot of time at my house. You've slept on this couch.
So many times.
Many a time.
And like, I actually do love this couch so much.
It's so nice.
And I'm really, I might actually, and don't take this personally, I might cry more about the couch leaving than you just because of the bond that we have, like, physically. I'm sorry. I said that out loud and it meant a lot to me to say that to you, but I'm feeling a sort of like uncomfortable disdain from your side of the couch.
No, it's just when you said the connection that you guys have physically, and now I'm like,
yeah.
So that's why my living room smells like that. You had sleep paralysis on this couch. Segway.
Oh, segway. Yes, I had sleep paralysis on this couch. Yes, Koi was my sleep paralysis demon and the only ever sleep paralysis demon I've ever had. Yes, there's an audio file of me yelling at him. Yes, I can't access it anymore because I haven't renewed my yearly subscription. No, I wake up, I'm like, Koi, stop. You're scaring me. Hello? Because then you vanished. You were like an evil entity standing over me while I was sleeping. But I thought that it was a dream, but it was real because I recorded. And if I had never known that, I would have never known I had sleep paralysis. And you were my sleep paralysis demon. Koi Piso is my sleep paralysis demon. Redbubble.
Redbubble, make it a shirt.
Redbubble, make it a shirt.
So we... I was apologizing. So are we. Yeah, last summer was really fun because we were like, you could have gone back home. Well, okay, let's. It's me reversing.
Window when it's wet. So close.
Window when it's. That was close.
Yes.
Name the sound.
That's our favorite game.
Wait, can I do the thing that I learned I can do?
Go on.
Oh.
So good.
Oh.
So good.
Oh, you know the sound effect? Oh.
You guys know it.
You know it. You just heard it.
You just heard it. That's the real one.
I'll get better at it.
I could do my yodeling Walmart kid.
Go ahead.
For them. Should I?
Yeah, you get 6 seconds.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Can I like stand up or?
No. Please.
It just feels wrong if they can see my face while I'm doing it.
This is something you need to overcome.
Yeah. Right. Lord, I don't know what to do. All I do is inside. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye.
That's good. You're like.
Chopper.
Wait,
wrong.
No, they're like the same age, aren't they? That felt wrong to say almost. I was about to be like, you're like if Haley Welch and the Yodeling Kid had a baby, but I'm realizing that they just had different ages of fame.
Wait, I don't know if he's. I don't know how old he is.
You said he's like our age, right?
I'm pretty... Well, let's... Siri?
Maybe instead of saying Yodeling Kid, I should say his name.
How old is...
Mason Ramsey.
18. Hey. Well, thank God.
Woo! That almost went on the Patreon.
If you guys are curious what's on the Patreon.
Okay. We met online. We have to back up.
Oh.
Okay. We met online in 2021. We were just kind of running around in the same evil content creation.
We were running around in the same gang.
Yeah, the evil content creation friendships.
Oh.
Basically, there was this era in like after 2020, 2021-ish, where every single teenager who felt like shit about themselves needed to platform that feeling. They sat in front of a camera and just kind of streamed for hours, and they make TikToks being like, this is why I should be your comfort streamer.
Here's your OG ticket. I'll wear a maid dress.
And honestly, even though I'm a man, if you pay me $300, I will paint my nails.
Right. And then here's my Bare SMP application. You can cut that.
Keep it in. Keep it in. Yeah, everyone was like trying to be on a different, on a Minecraft SMP. Everyone was trying to like be the next
SNL. I'm sorry. SNL cast member.
I know.
Please finish your sentence.
That's okay. I didn't really have a finish to the sentence, but now I know to never do that again.
Right. Does it have a sentence in front of me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. This will be the last episode with you on it.
You're posting it? Wait, you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you probably would have like...
I would have acted
different. Done your face a little different.
Worn less clothes.
You probably would have tried.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe ran here instead of drive. Sorry,
I'm not laughing at this hard enough to make you look defendable right now. I'm so sorry. It really is funny.
So, yeah, in 2021, we were just kind of like on the same little corner of the internet. It was basically like, what if this era of the internet was like, what if we did all of the bad parts of high school on the internet in front of audiences?
You're so right. Everyone can see it, and this is the kicker, even the people from your high school.
Oh yeah, and they will find it.
And they will
find
it.
And then you have to talk about that too. Yes. You have to make that a whole stream of like, my high school found my Twitch.
They found my TikTok. Oh no, my IRL just sat next to me and pulled up my TikTok to show to my crush. That's a tweet, by the way.
And if you're new here, this is like, these are my roots, by the way. Like, this is who I was when I was 16. I was like...
If we were Adele, this would be our River Lee. Sorry. That was good for the people that don't get it.
Do you want to do one for the people that won't?
Right.
So I can cut the first one?
Yep.
Go ahead. If we were blank, this would be our blank. That's your format.
If we were trees, these would be our roots.
Well, that one felt a little easy. Yeah, it was like we were like kind of friends. We were more so mutuals.
We were oofs.
Yeah. But when I moved to Greenville, North Carolina,
I was in those DMs.
Sorry,
text messages.
Yeah, you texted me and you were like, "No way. I saw one of your vlogs in the background."
I know exactly where you are. Actually, that's exactly where it happened.
Yeah. You were like...
I said, actually, I just watched your vlog. I know exactly where you are. And yeah. I'm going to be there soon.
Yeah. You were like, that's the college that I'm going to.
Which is true.
And at first, I didn't reply or take any interest because I was here because I was friends with Mr. Beast and you were here to like learn. You know, so there's a little bit of a difference there in like,
yeah, it's like a cultural thing,
right? And expand on that.
Some people come here to be with Mr. Beast, some people come here to learn.
Nicole Kidman. We come to this place to be with Mr. Beast. We come to this place with to learn.
Nicole Kidman. That's so good. Like at first you were, sorry, I just went to a robot. You were like, one, you didn't reply to me. And then when I double texted, you were like, I'm sorry, I can't hang right now. Like, I'm with all my friends. So then you sent me a selfie and it looked like you were at like the Golden Globes or something.
Oh yeah, I probably was. Yeah, was this 23?
Yes. Mm. Yes. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Like I'm in class, so it's fine, you know. But yeah, no, I came here to learn. This place has been fine with learning.
Yeah. Well,
do you like learning? Well, I feel like you've learned. You've learned too. This was like, this is what I tell my parents when they ask about you. I'm like, he's studying abroad.
Yeah. I was studying.
You went to YouTube school.
I went to YouTube school.
Yeah. Actually a lot of YouTubers aren't doing.
Oh, hell no. First day of YouTube school and and this is my teacher. Oh, hell no, I'm making a YouTube video.
Oh, hell no, he got me making a YouTube video, and oh, and now I've got to post it.
Oh, hell no, Prof Beast got me making a YouTube video. Prof Beast. Yeah.
Yo, Prof Beast. Yo.
No, you'd call him Teach.
Teach.
He'd be like, you guys can call me Teach.
No.
No, he wouldn't.
He would say, call me Jemmy.
Yeah, he would.
Like a pervert. Shame.
Be careful or else he might hold you upside down above a well or above a fiery pit.
Crazy. I'm gonna think about that. You guys
seen that thumbnail? Love it.
It was good work. It was good stuff.
It's like something you see in a textbook, like medieval torture devices. and he looks like the guys that would be doing that too.
Stop. That's just how he looks.
Okay.
You can't just say that. He's a cutie pie.
We hit it off. We became friends eventually once, my famous friends stopped liking me and I ran out of money to keep hanging out with them.
Right.
And
I stopped having that crush on you.
You stopped having a crush on me?
That's not expected.
Why are we hanging out? I don't hang out unless it's
I'm trying
bang.
To get the spark to come. Story of my life.
But yeah, it was good. It was fun. We did all that there is to do in Greenville, North Carolina.
Over and over again.
What was it like? Each other.
Right? This is pretty much it.
Yeah. This is kind of all you're looking at. All there is to do all in Greenville, North Carolina.
We are both moving for a reason.
What was it like being thrown into this, like, because you've kind of been a part of, like, the content creation world and the internet and all of that kind of stuff before, but now there was, like, this closer proximity where, like, you know, you're hanging out with someone who's, like, at the best, like, a niche internet micro celebrity, but is
Can
friends.
Can we please bring that back? I love that term.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Yeah,
well, yeah. My job title, you love that term. Can we please bring that back? Like, that's on my tax forms.
Girl, that's my
what do
job.
You mean?
You're right. You're
we
right.
bring that back every April.
that's good.
Yeah, but like having, I feel like there's people even if they don't care that about the person that's in front of them, if that person has proximity to a famous person, it kind of like changes. I don't want to say your worldview
it does.
It
definitely does.
Because a thing that was just, that was on a pedestal or like behind the curtain is then like attainable and in the real form. It's like when I went and saw, in middle school, I went and saw Rhett and Link in concert. I went and saw Good Mythical Morning live.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
No, that'll change you. That'll change you. No, I will say like, I've definitely felt like low-key Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Like I felt like best of both worlds because
or like Taylor Swift in a suitcase. or like Taylor Swift in a big janitor cart being wheeled in so that she avoids the paparazzi.
This is my favorite joke. This joke.
Oh, or like Taylor Swift closed in on an umbrella.
No, I felt like Hannah Montana because it's like I was doing content, but I had taken a break from it because college started to become like real. Like it sort of hit me like a train. Sort of. Okay, well, that was a bit much.
Yeah.
But it did, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Because in my mind, like, when I was in high school, I was like, well, if the streaming thing doesn't work out by the time I graduate, I guess I'm going to have to go to college because I didn't want to go to college. But then I got here and it was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It worked out for you. Did envy you a lot at first for that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
To be honest. But it's okay because like I am really glad
it
I went to college.
Makes you feel any better. I never felt worse about myself than the past 2 years of my life.
Yeah, being friends with you actually really made me feel like, wow, like I'm doing good.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I made good decisions.
You're like, you know what? Suddenly having a bunch of paper that needs ripped isn't so bad.
Yarn, paper. What are you going to school for? Yarn, paper. Quit asking me.
I'm a double major.
Yarn and paper.
Yarn and paint water.
Paint water. And I'm minoring in paper. Paper ripping specifically. That's my concentration. But yeah, it was cool. And I was at first when we became friends again, I was like, I'm never gonna do content ever again. I was like traumatized. I have PTSD because all of my really lovely 2021 friendships, shout out to you guys, and yeah, then I decided I was picking my bootstraps back up. I was like, I'm hopping back in.
When we became friends, you were like, I'm never doing content again.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I was so miserable. Because I was like, it didn't work out in time for college. So
I thought that you meant like seeing what my life was like. You were like, oh, hell no.
No. Seeing what your life was like, I was like, oh, this is cool.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, this is really good. I like this.
Yeah.
And then I liked it so bad that I was like, I'm going to be him. Lived here without you for a month.
You did. When you moved in that summer, I was in the UK for a month of it. And then we were like, we're going to have
the best summer ever.
Phineas and Ferb style.
No, literally, we like had like a Judy Moody-ass list.
Yes, like, Judy Moody's so good.
We're going to have this big party.
Yep. Lots of hope. Lots of wonder. We were so excited because I also had never had a roommate. I'd been living on my own the whole time. And I was like, this is going to make me.
I was your first roommate?
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wait, that's so
cute. I was like, this is finally. Finally, living isn't gonna be miserable. Aww. This is gonna be so much fun.
We were so close.
Yeah, we were so close.
We were so close. No, that is so sad.
And then like Mr. Beast Dramageddon happened.
Dramageddon.
And that was like really annoying because a bunch of people that I liked turned out to not be the people that I thought they were. And like I put a bunch of pieces together that kind of like ruined my life and like made all the pieces fall apart. And I was like watching video essays because I had to, but they were like making me nauseous. And like, it would be like Super Mario gameplay as they'd pull up like tweets from 2013. And I was like, why am I? I would be like, oh, is that real? That's so disappointing. Oh, 3 more coins for an extra life.
I love that. It was like, and this is a crazy analogy, but it's okay. Like we had the summer planned. And then all of a sudden it was like when the Fortnite map updates, you're like, where am I?
Don't know that one, but they probably do.
They probably do. But it's like, you were like, oh, I'm really excited to play this season of Fortnite, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, this is 2 months long. Hey, this is like canon AF right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is 2 months long. I'm excited for this. And it's like halfway through, it gets changed. And then like, you lose like your favorite skins and they change all the weapons. And you're like, But then by the time that the season's over, you didn't get used to it. Life is kind of like Fortnite.
Yeah.
And we were caught in the storm the entire season.
Is it kind of like when you're in the maze and the big man puts a blindfold on you and spins you around? And then makes you find your way out?
Yeah, but it's like that. But instead of two riddles, he asks you three.
He gives you three riddles?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds challenging.
And you don't need the goat. You need a boar.
So... okay, I guess boars have blood too.
Yes.
Yes. Slay. Yeah. I guess boars have. But it was still. I will say that, like, you being here probably saved me from a lot more turmoil than I would have been in. Because had I been living alone while Nightmare Internet happened.
Nightmare Internet. You're so right.
Yeah. And okay. And the thing that's annoying about when that happens, and I don't want to talk about him much longer. Jimmy, Mr. Beast.
Can we get some bleeps on
except
that?
Apparently I need to keep talking about him more because
someone's gonna get mad. Sue you.
Yeah, someone goes wait, sorry, I just love the way that this comment was phrased. They said, is it bad that I think you should be sued? You use Mr. Beast's name to get a platform. And without ever following up on it.
Here you go.
Hey, just circling back to the time I called out Mr. Beast. Let's put a pin in that.
Just want to touch on this really quick, guys. Numbers are low.
Numbers are low. Also, I did not get a platform by talking about Mr. Beast. I got a platform from talking about other people.
There we go.
Yep.
You didn't notice the other 20 famous people that have been on here? He didn't even show up. And you called him too. And that's what they didn't know. That first episode, that was supposed to be with Jimmy. And he didn't show up. And you were like, you know what? Screw you. Turn it to a roast.
I got a comment on the Mr. Beast episode that was like, you really missed an opportunity to have a viral video here. And they gave me like notes on how I could have made like a viral Mr. Beast drama call out video. They were like, you started the video by talking to Mr. Beast AI. And I was like, yeah, it was to ward off the drama. Like people didn't understand my goal with making, they think I had some kind of agenda or goal with making that video that I wanted to like tear him down or like get a bunch of clout from it. I was like, no, I just want to like set the scene for this podcast. I want people to know why I'm leaving this place and like my thoughts and like to tell the insane stories that I've just been like sitting on because I didn't want people to say all the things that are now obviously making me mad right now.
Right. Well, I feel like just more people could have seen all of that.
They were like, well, had you improved your thumbnail and the title?
Right. You could have put his face in there.
But had I improved my thumbnail and the title, my life would,
it would be
still be hell
bad,
right now.
Very bad. It would be
right now.
Bad. No, yeah, yeah.
Living together was still, you know, despite it feeling like a never-ending Mr. Beast challenge.
No, it really did. And it is like all this stuff was happening to you, and there was so much personal stuff happening to me as well that I feel like if I had not been here with you, I also would have gone crazy. Because it's like having all this stuff happen to you is hard. Because it's like it did affect me in a way, but I was also going through crazy stuff. Y'all, my dog died. Can I get some sympathy for that?
Okay, imagine your dog got canceled on Twitter. We're not the same. Fido seen barking up the wrong tree.
Dog is still dead, by the way.
Really? Do you want me to do something about that?
I keep having nightmares about it.
Really?
Yeah, it's really bad.
Is he alive in your nightmares?
No.
So how is he there? You don't want to say?
Nope.
Sorry.
Y'all ever seen your dog's dead corpse floating down a river in your nightmares? Yeah, now you didn't want to say it. See, that's not good vlog. That's not good vlog. Vlog. Vlog.
Vlog. Vlog. Vlog. Vlog.
Sorry, I'm malfunctioned.
What were we talking about? Your dead dog was floating down a river.
Right.
I want to expand on that. Over the summer though, I mean, it was terrible. It could have been worse.
It could have been so much worse. It could have been so much better, but like it was what it was.
It was what it was. And at least it's funny. Like, because when stuff happens in other people's personal lives that it's like you
trauma
find out
makes
people
me funny.
Aren't...
Could it not? Could it not?
My trauma makes me funny. You're so funny. Oh, thanks. Come on, you guys. Come on, you. Oh, thanks. And then it's like not funny.
It's like the worst thing you've ever heard.
You're so. How are you gonna say?
But at least they're viral.
True. I was in the store the other day. I was trying to make a return, and I was like, "Hey, I bought this speaker system, and I bought this like music player and the speaker system, and I just wanted to like it's in my car. I need to bring it in. I just want to know where to set it." And the cashier looks at me, and in full Disney Channel style, and goes, what now?
I've never heard anyone say that in my life. Insane.
I seriously felt so disrespected.
That was crazy.
Like I felt disrespected, and I also felt the disrespect of like everyone that she's ever talked to.
I know what you mean.
You know what I'm saying?
Where it's like, exactly
oh,
what you mean.
We only have to exchange a few sentences, but there are people in your life.
It's
and
like,
I'm sorry.
No, oh my God, no. It's like when someone talks to you, you hate it. So you feel like Moana when all her ancestors are with her on the ship. You like feel everyone she's ever hurt with you in the room. You're like, ugh.
No, but like, I shouldn't be mean because she probably has a lot of fun. She probably has a lot of fun.
She probably does do fun things.
Damage control.
Yeah.
Damage control for being mean.
Guys, no, it's just like she was weird. Hubba dubba what now? I never heard
saying
that.
Saying hubba dubba what now?
Hubba dubba what now?
It's like when, oh my gosh, it's the same exact, the same cringe nerve was stricken, if you will. Will you?
Stroke.
Will you?
Yes.
whenever like you're in school and, a kid's trying to read a word, and he's like, to her, through.
Skip it.
And then the teacher goes, thorough. And he goes, yeah, that.
Oh! Don't get me started on that one. Oh,
that's what I got from coming up.
We got
what?
A comedian in the English classroom.
Yeah, that present.
Oh, and you know, it's the kid that like in science class is like, is this leading into? And it's like, shut up.
Wait, what?
No, you know what I meant.
No, you didn't make a complete thought.
I didn't want to because I didn't have enough juice, but now I think I do.
Go ahead.
Is this leading into the theory of water molecule?
They're like.
But then they like forget to put their name on the paper.
And really, lime green for a phone case?
Clocked it.
And why are you wearing your coat?
Please take the puffer off.
And wash it. Take off. If you're in school, take off your puffer coat and wash it.
We can hear you when you're writing. You look crazy.
We can hear you when you're writing. Oh my gosh. Wait, do you remember when kids would lean back in their chairs? And it was always the kid in the puffer coat. Maybe that's why he's wearing it, is because he knows he's going to lean back too far and he's going to fall. And it's protection. Oh, it's a human airbag.
It literally is.
Wow. What were you even talking about?
I don't even know.
Hubba-dubba what now?
Hubba-dubba what now? Yeah, what the hell? I've never wanted to do that to anybody.
So, living together.
Right.
Do you like it?
I liked it. I miss it.
Yeah.
I basically still live here. I come here all the time.
Yeah, that
I really
is
haven't
true.
I'm trying to get used to it. Actually, it made me so sad that I had to leave, that when I did move into my new apartment, I was crying because I was so sad. Because I was like, I miss Koi. I miss my oomph. And I was like, I love my roommates. They're great. But I was like, that's Ohana. I was like, that's my family. But like, it's okay.
You want me to do the thing that you think is really cute?
Yeah, do it.
Oh,
God. Oh,
and
that
very means oh. Everyone gets left behind or forgotten. You discovered something really beautiful.
Oh, go on.
When we were living together. Washcloths.
Oh my God, I did. We have our bits where we write down our funny thoughts.
Yeah.
And one of mine when I was living here over the summer was like, just rediscovered washcloths. I thought that was something your mom told you about because she hates you.
That doesn't, like, do you know what that means yet?
Like, I thought that's what your mom was like, use your washcloth because she hates you. And it's like, yeah, use your washcloth. Okay, I'm
not getting this one.
Okay, so part of being a streamer in 2021 meant you were just like really dirty, okay? And like, maybe I was just dirtier than most. But when I got older, I was like, now that I'm an adult, I don't have to use the washcloths. Like all the women in the soap ads, like Dove. I was like on a lather. So I was using like a bunch of pumps of soap on my hand. So I was using an adequate amount of soap to be clean.
Mm-hmm.
But guys, this is really vulnerable for me to talk about. I just didn't know that washcloths were so awesome.
You're
dude.
Not doing loofahs?
I was doing loofah, but I had to quit.
Why?
It was just... Probably shouldn't.
Yeah. I'm sorry I said anything.
It's okay. But yeah, like washcloths are really good. And I'm a big fan of washcloths. Last night I didn't have a washcloth and I went up to my roommate and I was like, I have to ask you for something. And I'm really sorry. Use someone else's like, washcloth.
Have you heard of a washcloth?
Yeah. It turns out all my roommates had them. Like all my
friends.
They were
like, oh, the thing that your mom gives you because she hates you?
That's what they said. They were like, oh, no, my mom loves me. So yeah, I've been washing my body AF. Guys, get into washcloths.
One of my favorite things about you is the time that you killed your grandma.
And let's talk about it.
Yeah.
This is my moment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I need to talk about it. Wait, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I killed my great-grandmother. And we could talk about this now. I don't even know how to start. Should I just tell the story?
Am I the asshole? You can start. That's usually
how people... Am I the asshole for killing my great-grandmother?
F-19. Yeah.
Killed my great-grandmother when I was 4 years old. Am I the asshole? Well, no, that came before it. Okay. My Minecraft parkour editors, you know what to do.
Yeah.
Rearrange it. So This story is good.
Yeah.
I was 4 years old, okay? My great-grandmother, shout out. I mean, she's dead, so she won't hear this.
Shout out to the heavens.
Shout out to the heavens. She's probably there. Her name was Granny Mutt. Diva. But yeah. I ran up to her. I was 4 years old to give her a hug, as you do when you're 4 years old and you see your grandma. And then she fell on the ground like a domino. And it was really traumatic.
Yeah.
And it was so traumatic. I remember she fell onto this bear rug, and it was like one of the bear rugs in like Brave. Like, it was like, okay, why do we have this bear rug?
Yeah.
Fell onto the bear rug. She gets taken to the ER. And then
your mom tells you.
We're at her funeral.
Yeah.
The next few days, we're at her funeral. I should be laughing this part. So at 4 years old, of course, in my mind, I'm making the correlation. I'm like, I ran up to her, I tackled her, and she died. And
I don't know why you're laughing.
It's not funny. So in my mind, I was like, I'm 4 years old, and I just killed my great-grandmother. Of course, my family is not going to be like, oh, we hate her. I was baby.
Mm-hmm.
I was baby. And then it just became this joke as I was getting older, like, watch out for Rhea's hugs because you might die in my family.
Yeah,
and but it wasn't really a joke because, like, you know, it wasn't my fault, really, because she was very old. But I was the catalyst to her falling down,
mm-hmm,
which was the reason she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I struggled with this a lot growing up, and I had forgotten about it for a little bit, mm-hmm, until I'm at Christmas, and I'm 13 or 14, and my cousin makes a joke again. And she's like...
Also, to joke about it is crazy.
It's crazy. She makes a joke and she's like, because I go up to hug somebody and she's like, watch out. Like, she might kill you.
Classic.
I'm like, ugh, been there, done that.
Yeah.
Come on, come up with a new one. Yes, I killed Granny Mutt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I just kept thinking about it. I was like, wow, I forgot that, like, I pushed her. And I was really feeling so much guilt about it. I would go up to my mom and I was like, I kind of just really want to talk about Granny Mutt. She's like, okay. Because it's my mom's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I feel like a lot of guilt about what happened. And I had forgotten about it. Mom was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, well, I ran up to her and I hugged her. And that's the reason that she passed away.
Yeah.
And it's like, I do feel bad about that. Rhea, she had cancer. When I tell you.
You were like. You're like, I was contagious with cancer?
I've never been so mad I didn't kill somebody. I'm just kidding. I was in shock.
And then you gave your mom, to show her?
To show her, I gave her a good push.
You gave her a big hug. That's all we'll say.
Yep. That's all we can say for now until legal gets involved, but.
So for like almost 10 years, you thought you killed your great-grandmother.
Yeah. So for a decade, I thought that everyone was making lighthearted jokes. Turns out. What had happened was I ran up to her, she fell, and it was fine. She just got bruised. She's just an old lady. And when old ladies fall, you get ready.
Yeah.
And you take them and you make sure everything's fine. She was back in the house the next day because that was so traumatic to see those lights flashing outside. I had a time blip, okay, where I forgot 8 months.
Classic.
And she had like some type of cancer for like 3 years,
mm-hmm,
and then she randomly like passed away because of the cancer. But in my head, they happened back to back. And I think one time when I was a kid, I talked about it. My cousins overheard it, thought it was funny, it turned into a running bit in the family. But wow. Then I thought I actually had murdered her, and my mom was actually jarred.
And I was jarred too when you told me this story.
Give her credit where credit is due. She was very upset that I thought I killed her.
Yeah.
But everyone else like thought it was funny that then it became the joke, not that I killed her. It was a joke that I didn't know I didn't. That was the new funny bit.
Well, I mean, it's making me laugh.
Dude, it's good.
And do you want to know the final twist?
Yeah.
Grammy Mutt, come on out here.
Oh my God!
Grammy Mutt. Don't hug her! Wait, why'd you give her a hug? Why would you hug her, Rhea? You know your hugs give people cancer.
Sorry, guys. She just got cancer on the floor over there. So, yeah, moral of the story is don't hug me. You'll get cancer.
That's like, don't hug me. I'm scared.
Don't hug me. You'll get cancer.
They need that up. They'd be like, a sequel.
A sequel.
Finally, a new section at Hot Topic.
Don't hug me. I'm scared. Too young.
Yeah.
Too young.
To be watching Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was scary.
It was so scary.
I was scared.
At least I never got into creepypastas. I was talking to my roommates. Apparently, they were watching creepypastas.
Hi, my name is Carmen Winstead.
Don't even know what that is.
I'm 23 years old. I am very similar to you. Did I mention that I am dead?
Don't even know it.
Wow.
I know Carmen from...
Carmen from the Selena Gomez movie?
From Spy Kids. Did you just say chainmail?
Yeah, chainmail. You know chainmail? Send this to 10 friends or actually
That's
die
creepypasta?
Tonight.
Creepypasta?
Creepypasta. Well, Carmen Winstead was chainmail. Carmen Winstead was like, at the end of it, it was like, I'm a ghost. And then at the end, it was like, send this to 10 of your closest friends.
I would always
give them ghosts.
I would be the evil friend that someone would send that to me. And I would be like, you need to quit. I'd be like, you have a problem. Like, I would have to tell them, I would be like, I just need you to know this isn't real and this is really unhealthy because it's in me like 5 in a day.
Oh my gosh. No, I was
really trying to help people break out of that.
Wow. Good for you. Yeah. No, I was like doing Bloody Mary with my friends.
See, I never went that far.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
No, that's a line to cross.
We could
for
do
sure.
it tonight. I'd probably do it.
Are you the one that like actually gets scared when I start to joke about it? I feel like there have been times where we're like in the bathroom together.
You can cut that.
Using it.
You can cut that.
And I'm like, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Turn the lights on. You're like, seriously, stop. Is that you?
Wait, run that back. A few things we need to cover there.
I said we're in the bathroom.
And we're both using it.
Did I say that?
You did.
Yeah, we can cut it.
Okay.
Do you need to pee?
Come on.
Okay. Just step over, Grammy. What?
Excuse me.
Okay, kind of a lighter topic for you. So after just a few weeks in office, President Trump.
Sorry, that's so joyous. I was laughing because I love
You're
it.
You're excited.
I'm so excited.
No, but after just a few weeks in office, President Trump has failed to lower prices and curb inflation like he said he would.
Oh.
And a lot of people think that we're about to enter a really devastating recession era. And so my question for you is, what do you like about me? What's your favorite thing about me?
I hate this one. No, I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all.
What's your favorite thing about me? Can you hurry?
I'm...
Don't do a bit.
You don't want...
I want you to be serious right now.
Well,
I want you to tell everyone what your favorite thing about me is. What do you like about me so much that you need to share with everyone?
Thinking about crayons. Do you have like a... What's the story with crayons? I'm like a tarot card reader. I'm trying to like find what I like about you. That like wasn't a bit though. I just like, I'm feeling crayons. What's your association with crayons?
You went to the store with me the other day because I bought some.
That's what it is. I like going to places with you. It's my favorite thing about you is you go on adventures with me. See, it was there somewhere. You're always up for it.
You win this time.
Thank you. I thought you were going to talk about how the recession has made people think that they're allowed to up their prices at the coffee shop.
Well, I mean, that is kind of how a recession works.
No. No, and the local coffee shop specifically, y'all need to calm down.
Seriously, I can't be paying. And then, oh my gosh, the audacity to ask for a tip on an $8 drink.
Okay, and listen, and I can't act too mad about this because it's like, if I was a coffee shop owner in this time too, yeah, I'd be charging $8.
I'd quit.
Yeah.
I'd give up. If I were a coffee shop, if I worked a real job during this era, I'd give up.
I'd give up. Oh, well, done. But no, like the local coffee shops that we go to have been charging. Today, the I get the same drink every time I go to this one coffee shop that's like a hop and a skip from my apartment. I've been really wanting to use that one lately.
Nice.
$8 plus tip. It was a latte. Can't name you the last time I paid $8. And then the one other coffee shop we go to with blind items where it's like Sabrina Carpenter menu. And sorry, this is a direct call out. They don't put the prices on there.
Oh my gosh.
$10 coffee. And yeah. I'm like, this is a peppermint mocha with a kiss on the side of it.
Just because you named it after Chapel Roan does not mean it needs to be $9.
And Chapel Roan, if she found out you were charging $9 coffee with her name on it,
she'd make you donate $25,000 to something.
She'd yell at you with a camera. Didn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
Yelling at paparazzi.
Yes.
She'd yell at you and you're the one holding
the camera.
And
you're the camera. Well, you'd have a camera because you're a fan and she'd yell at you.
Zing.
Zing. Got him.
Yeah.
Swoosh.
They've started charging an entry fee. You have to get your hand stamped when you walk into these coffee shops
now.
It's
really hard. They check ID too.
Yeah.
Just to see if you're ugly.
How's being 19 been for you?
It's actually been very good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be that good because it started off with blue hair, but like,
ooh.
I've been up.
But that's kind of the...
Actually, no, it didn't start out with blue hair.
Really?
Ended 18 with blue hair. Mm. I started 19 up as hell. Wow. That's kind of goals.
Yeah.
Didn't think about that.
That's good.
I started out 19 anti-woke.
Yeah, and just in time, too.
No, but 19's been good. I've been liking it. I've been finding myself. I've been comfortable, which is good. Whatever, I'm fine.
Yeah.
It sucks to not bitch about everything all the time, but I still do, but it means less, so whatever.
Yeah.
You win some, you lose some.
Being 19 was fun. I think that 20 is a little bit better, but all of them are getting scary. Mm. That's the thing about my age is it's getting scary.
Well,
soon I'm going to be 21 and people still, I post a video of me driving a car. You can drive?
Wait, they say that to you?
You led this 14-year-old behind a wheel.
They do say that to you. No, I feel more secure in 19 than I did in 18 because 18's like, I'm here.
Yeah.
But 19's like, I've been around.
Yeah, yeah.
19's like, well, okay, hi everybody. So I'm like, I don't know. I don't feel as defensive. When people are like, how old are you? I'm 19. Not, I'm 18. Wait, no, not like that.
When I start saying 21, the reactions I'm gonna get, I'm like, so,
oh my god, yeah, that's so soon for you.
So soon.
Ah,
I'm gonna look like this at 21.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go places, I'm gonna go 21, they're gonna go, what? Because if I could get away with a 19, 20,
that's when you gotta
it.
Start pulling up famous birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on there?
I am.
Yeah,
bad. You know who's on there? Like 17-year-old me.
Oh.
Also, why did I feel so old when I was 17?
No, let's talk about that.
Because you hear, the thing about being 17 is you hear about what, like, there's like a few, there's a few famous 17-year-olds. And also, like, you're experiencing a lot of, like, real emotion for yourself and, like, starting to get independence. But that also means that you are the dumbest that you've ever been.
Yeah.
That's the thing about being, like, a young adult is you're less capable than ever.
No, you're so
and
right.
You're starting from the you're just a, I feel like a baby again a lot of the time.
17 was like, yeah, it was weird. You feel like old and young at the same time. That's why it's like, oh my god, senior year of high school starts to feel like itchy.
Yes.
It's like I need to get out of here.
It's so bad.
Because
you're like,
when you realize like it's that's it and you've been doing the same thing for 2 years, you're like, oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like once, I'm ready.
And once you get to senior, you're like, why am I hanging out with a bunch of kids? What?
You're like, what did you just say?
You're like when I was a senior, I was like, yeah, I used to play those games.
I've played these games before. That's not funny. Sorry.
That completely killed the mood I was in.
No, yeah, that was really bad. But at least, like, I had the self-awareness. Yeah, I wish that I could grab me right before I got to college and be like,
yeah.
Like, shake me around a little bit. Give me a good shake.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, it's okay. You're fine.
But the bad thing is that, like, the shaking is actually something that happens over the course of, like, months. No, and months, yeah. And months. And it's like a slow experience, and you don't realize that you're being shaken until you look back, and then you're like, oh, I'm shook.
Right, we're even now. Damn.
Oh, I was gonna say that I realized why senior year feels so bad. I mean, like, duh, but there are like a bunch of like really obvious reasons. But you know when people are like, if you have one foot in the past and one foot in the future, you're pissing on the present.
Yes.
And senior year,
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Really?
That's good.
Isn't it great? One of the yeah, take that. When you're a senior, all that you have to be thinking about the entire time is the future. And that's like you're applying, you're constantly thinking about this next chapter. And so you're living in this time that doesn't exist yet. And then also you're reflecting on all of high school being like, oh my gosh, I'm never going to get any of this back. What have I done all this time? There's not a single moment of senior year where you're like caring about the year that you're in.
No. No, it's so bad.
And like it makes you so restless.
It's really bad. I think I set myself up for both success and failure in that regard because I graduated a semester early so mm-hmm. that I could work. So I didn't get to fully enjoy my senior year.
Yeah, everyone who always does that is always really happy.
They're really happy. Well, I thought I was like, I'm not going to be in school. I'm going to be like, fine, I'll still get to hang out with my friends and I'll get to make a bunch of money. And I did like my job at the time, mm-hmm. like a lot. Mm-hmm. But then like looking back, instead of just having 3 months to feel like I was in that weird limbo state, half a year. I was in and out for half a year. And it was so bad.
Sorry. I just remember the time in my life where I graduated high school and then I didn't know where I was going to live. And so I lived with my parents until February of the next year where I moved to Greenville, North Carolina. I lived with my parents my entire graduating class. Like this is what happened. I like, cause I was like, I'm not going to college. I'm not going to spend the money, but I didn't know where I wanted to move. And I didn't get asked to move to Greenville till December of that year. So I was still living in my hometown, just like I had two friends from my high school that still went to high school that I liked, but I like was so checked out of high school. So they would tell it to me and it'd be like they were describing, like they were giving me like a Glee recap, you know, like that's what it felt like. I would be like, it was crazy to hear those names. And like, still, I'm like, they're, one of them is like a senior now, is about to graduate. Cause when I was a senior, she was a freshman in theater and we became good friends. Mm-hmm. But it's like so crazy oh my gosh, that was just, sorry.
I did not know that's how long you were living with your parents.
I was living with my parents.
Holy crap. That'll drive you crazy.
Stay tuned. I'm going to be driven crazy.
But it's an Airbnb now.
Just a bit.
It'll be like a new place.
True. Because my parents completely redid my room. So now it looks like an Airbnb instead of my room.
Yeah.
Growing
Which
up
is actually really common.
No, it is.
I'm waiting for my parents to do that.
When you grow up, you don't realize that you cared or that it would hurt.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's a physical reminder of the way that I feel.
I unfortunately am,
but you're
so
on the other
that.
Side of that coin.
Well, no,
because you're also an only child,
so everything that's not true, and that's what I was about to get into.
Yeah, I guess not.
I haven't been
but
since I was 14.
You have been since you were what?
14.
You haven't been an only child since you were 14.
Yeah, so I wasn't. Okay. I did. Okay, this is good context. I was an only child till I was 14. My dad got remarried, and I have two beautiful siblings. Might I add, I do love them so much. But you don't realize how much of your house changes and how much of the atmosphere in your house changes when there are new siblings in there. Mm-hmm. And I tried to tell my parents when they were about to have kids, I was like, I know this ain't about me, but it's going to be like, I'm going to get hit hard. It's going to hurt. So like that feeling of things being changed all the time, can't tell you the amount of time I come home, my room's been rearranged, you know, like even when I was like, it was a day in high school.
Yeah.
I come back home, they move something, they painted a wall.
Yeah.
So like for me, it was
that's a hard age to get new
really
siblings
hard,
as well.
Really
you're
hard
like a teenager.
New siblings. And it felt bad because I felt like their aunt all the time. Because I was like, I don't really like know these guys.
Yeah.
I was like, they're fine. I don't know them. Like they're my family. I'm like, they're fine. No, I love them and I like I miss them all the time.
I had a friend growing up that was an only child that, like, we grew up from. It was, like, one of those friends that, like, when you're friends since you're, like, a really little kid, like, when you were a really little kid, it's, like, by the time you start becoming a person with, like, ideas and opinions, it's, like, sometimes you can, like, grow apart from a person, but sometimes your families are already so intertwined that it's, like, okay, we're still hanging out. You know what I'm saying? And did you have any friends like that?
Yeah. Can we talk about that sometimes, like, low-key applying to, like, relationships?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like...
like, even in, like, high school?
Yeah, getting into, like, a long-term
high school. Dude, nothing's worse than, like, when you're dating a guy that you, like, low-key hate, and then, like, your moms are best friends. Oh, you weren't supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. Y'all were supposed to beef. I needed a reason.
Oh, my gosh. You know what's the worst? You know what's the worst? Is I have friends where I, like, I 100%, I don't even hide it, that I'm better friends with their mom than I am the friend.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Better friends with the mom. Yes. No, like, yeah. No, sometimes my parents will text me, like, just ran into this girl at the store, her parents. And I'm like, oh, great. They're like, do you remember the girl? And I'm like, yeah, I do. You mean the child attached with the parents? The reason it was just another parents?
You're like, yeah, I do. It. Maybe we'll be friends again when she's like 40.
Let me know when
she has some growing up to do.
Yeah. After she's done incubating, we can hang.
Okay, but I was going to say that there was that friend that I grew up with when I was a kid that was an only child.
Yes.
And our families were just kind of, like, intertwined, and so I, like, continued to grow up with her. And, you know, it was kind of, like, the thing that, like, and also very wealthy. Very wealthy, okay?
Ooh.
And only child plus wealth, it's, like, how are you learning?
Learning through, like, Disney Channel movies.
Yes, and the sass and entitlement that you pick up from a Disney Channel movie,
it affects every child. Yeah. Only wealthy child, probably very different.
Yes, very different.
Actually, my friends from back home let me know if I was sassy? Wait, I'm curious.
when you tell me stories from your childhood, I'll be like, that is an only child thing to say.
It probably was. Well, like, I just didn't know.
No, yeah, of course.
I literally, because we had this breakthrough when we were living together.
Oh my gosh. Because I have two older sisters. I grew up with two older sisters my whole life.
You said something to me.
Which is why I talk like that.
You can delete the comment. But like, no, you said something to me because we were going to share or we were going to go somewhere, but we had to compromise. And I was like, I just, no. I was very normal about it, but it took me a second to be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I was like, let's just throw in that it was like, we had to like share a piece of cake or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay. And you were like, what?
Yeah, you're like,
what's with the attitude?
And I was like, I can do the edge piece.
Yeah. I was like, I'm just not used to this. Like, I didn't grow up with siblings.
And I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
that's why you're fucked up.
That's why you're never endingly difficult. Oh, that's why you can't compromise or make a decision. Oh,
I'm bisexual because I grew up an only child. And
what? Oh, you can't make a decision.
Pick one. I have an excuse.
Pick one. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Wait, I wrote this thing down the other night. I was like, my mom told me to pick the very best one, and you are not it.
Yup. Yup.
So, you know what? Catch a tiger by its toe, bitch. My mom told me to pick the very best one, and you are not it.
Boom. Roasted in your face.
But I think that's probably also a regional thing, so.
They don't know it?
I don't know. I feel like if you're growing up in, like, Rhode Island. Are you playing?
Sorry, that was just funny because no one's doing that.
No, literally. But like, are you playing Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe? Where's their room? You're on an island. Good luck getting in a circle.
Where's their room? Wait, what were we saying? Oh, me being an only child.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Okay, well, basically, I would go over to this her house, the mm-hmm. girl that I was friends with that was an only child. And I would open up all the toys she hadn't opened.
Oh my God, we talked about this.
Yes, because this is where I'm getting with
it. See, that's crazy.
Because we went to this store called,
what was it called? Ollie's?
Ollie's.
Okay, there was this TikTok.
There was a TikTok that went viral. I screenshotted it.
And it was like about like stores that have like dead stock overstock. Or like overstock. Yeah. Like
so much Prime like was there.
Early 2000s.
I'd say it.
That is true. It is like early, like a bunch of like old toys that are like discontinued.
Lee toys,
like,
Twilight toys.
Yeah.
Random stuff.
I walked into that store and I was hit with a wave of nostalgia. And I was like, where is this? Oh my gosh, it's that girl with all the unopened toys. It smells like unopened, unplayed with toys in here.
Crazy.
And that's what her basement smelled like.
Crazy.
And I felt like I was in that basement again. It was a crazy connection to make. And yeah, I hope she's doing well and learning. She's in college now and it really scares me.
Mm, that can happen.
People go to college.
People go to college and you're like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
There's this one girl, and I won't get into it, shout out to her, but like she's going to school. I knew her in one of my high schools. I went to two. Niche. And she just was like really, she was really pretty. And she really wants to go to school for nursing. So scared. I'm so scared.
You can't do that.
You have to be ugly if you're a nurse.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I know what you mean. Sometimes it's like, it's scary. People go to college.
So what's in the future for Raya Blip Blop? What are your goals, your plans, excitings, and hopes?
In hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
I want to post more YouTube videos in a way that isn't scary,
mm-hmm.
but I get so wrapped. You know it.
Oh, yeah.
We all do. I get wrapped up in my project like it's my skin.
I started it.
Yeah. You actually were the first person to ever feel that way about anything they've created.
You know what? I'm going to go out there and I'm going to put this opinion out in the world because I don't care who knows.
Go on.
I think that social media is anxiety inducing.
Wait, what? Can you elaborate on that?
No.
Okay, I can probably
figure it out at some point. Maybe that can be one of your future goals. Segue. What are your future goals?
You just keep impressing me more and more. No, I want to post more YouTube videos, and I'm really excited about college. What the hell?
That's great.
I'm really liking learning, and that's been really fun. And I want to make more short films.
And that's not something that you would have said a year ago.
No, God, no.
I think it's like growing pains, maybe.
It really transitioning. Is. Like growing up is like realizing that you do like learning.
Yeah.
Like actually, like that's a huge part of growing up, mm-hmm. is you do enjoy learning. You just have to find out what you care about learning about the most.
Yeah.
Like right now, I'm currently studying something that I've been so passionate about for years. That's not what I want to really learn about anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cool that I like got excited about something and now I'm ready to get excited about something else. So I'm excited about like making short films. I'm excited about doing YouTube. I'm excited because I'm going to try to push myself. It's one of my 2025 goals to make music because I have been writing songs for a millennia, like Grace VanderWaal ass. Like mm-hmm. I only know how to play ukulele. And like I really want to get into music production because that's just like a personal thing.
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever see me post any original song on TikTok that has not been fully mixed and is out on any streaming platform, I need you to report me. Just that's like an accountability thing. And I want to watch more movies. I got my AMC A-list.
Yeah.
That's in it. That's huge for Raya Blip Blop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're making movies.
They are making so many movies,
mm-hmm.
and they just keep cranking them out.
I'm,
and I want to read. Oh my God, I want to read more.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get really back into reading.
Oh, I've loved reading.
I love a good book.
I want to watch more movies too. From here on out, I think I'm only gonna watch like sequels. I think I'm done with the new.
I would laugh at that if that didn't feel way too real, because of what happened the other night.
What happened?
Can we talk about that? We are on YouTube on this very couch and I'm like,
I feel like you took the long way for this story.
We're watching,
you wanted to watch Frozen.
No, we're watching Frozen. This is important.
Okay.
Elsa, Let It Go. No background music, realistic sounds.
So you can hear her little footsteps.
So I've never seen this before. It's a huge deal for him.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Apparently it's a big deal for a lot of people. I'm like so excited. I want him to pause it immediately. I'm like, we need to watch Frozen. I didn't even need to see it. I saw that huge wide shot of Elsa tiny walking up that little mountain. I was like, I need to watch Frozen.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? You said, no. We could watch the second one though. What the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell? We can watch the second one though?
And we could. We could have.
We could have watched the second one, but might as well go in order. Might as well.
But I know what happens in the first one.
You know what happens in the second one.
Not as well.
Water. Mom. Island.
Oh my gosh, when Olaf dies. See? This is why we should watch this. Olaf dies and then Anna has a beautiful ballad. It's a ballad. She has a ballad.
Y'all, what? Okay, wait, sorry. You were right. I'm sorry.
It's really good. And she's like crying during it. It's like so sad.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I'm being serious.
Well, he comes back.
Honestly, Frozen 2 like isn't as strong, but I like it better. He comes back. But there's a moment, there's a whole song where he's dead.
He dies?
He's dead.
Girl. Oh my God, that was me. Okay, wait.
But some, hey.
Back to Frozen.
But some people are worth melting for.
Some people are worth melting for. That's the truth.
I have that tattooed.
I didn't think you were going to tell. You guys probably won't ever see it, but I've seen it. Mm-mm. But I was going to say, it's the bottom of your feet.
The other one says Andy.
I wouldn't put it past you. I wouldn't. You know what I was thinking about when I was thinking about Frozen the other day?
What?
And about Idina Menzel? Because I was putting everything together. When he runs into that puddle, Olaf, he's like, I'd be so happy I could turn into a happy snowman. Wicked. I'd be so happy I could melt. Totally a reference. Right? Don't you feel that? Don't you feel that a little bit? No? Is that a reach?
I feel like you're reaching, but I'll let you grab it.
Thank you for letting
me
grab it.
And I'm going to let you keep it. I'm not going to hold it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because I don't want it. And no one really does. You can have it.
Well, as long as I can have it.
You can have whatever you want. But can I have some advice?
Yeah.
I have my guests give me advice. Usually I ask them a question that's specifically catered to them.
Okay.
But I feel like, you know, you've shadowed me for the last 2 years, even at times where I haven't known it. and I've tried to get some kind of, you know, some kind of something filed against you. But I feel like you know a lot about me more than I know about myself. I would love to know, what advice do you have for me? What do you think I need to hear right now?
Well, how mean can I be?
Let's use the word real, not mean.
Okay. Does it have to be specific to you, or could it just be good advice in general?
I mean, if I can take it.
You can take it.
Yeah.
I think I can give you specific advice about your specific issues, like probably for the rest of your life. Always be here for that. Sorry.
Okay.
My advice to you, reach out to me anytime you need anything.
Bruh, manipulative, like.
He's never getting rid of me now.
That's manipulative.
My actual advice, and I've been thinking about this because I've been wanting to give this advice to people more. Make yourself laugh at yourself.
Oh, you know I don't need to hear that.
No, I'm serious. Like when you mess up. Because I don't know what you're like when you're alone. Because lately, I decided it was one of my like resolutions last year that in moments that I'm overwhelmed, if I drop a napkin and I've got like a comedic.
Yeah.
And it's like I got to pick up the napkin, like a chopstick falls. And like, that is funny.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how many people are around me. That's funny. And if I don't laugh at that, oh my God, they're just going to suck.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's gotten to the point, it's like, it's hard to do that. That's like a practice you've got to get into.
Yeah.
But like, and people are going to think you're stupid, actually, if you're like laughing at that. But it makes you feel so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's become an instinct reaction now, like when I'm in a social setting or something and I mess up and I will make myself laugh at it. I just laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a making thing anymore. Like today I was talking openly and earnestly in an art critique about my piece, and I face palmed into someone's artwork, and I was like, oh, hi there, dude. That was charming as hell.
You derped
me a year ago. I would have been like, I didn't even see it was there. I'm so sorry. Don't do that. Like, laugh.
Yeah, own it.
Yeah,
that's actually
by yourself. Make yourself laugh out loud by yourself in your most overwhelming days.
That's great.
Yeah,
I've actually been trying that one on a lot recently. Oh,
I'm so glad.
Especially, it's something that I learned from yoga.
Yeah.
Where she'll be like, you're doing like a tree pose and you're balancing. And she's like, And if you're dancing, like if you're a dancing tree today, maybe this is a time where we invite the corners of the mouth to lift and practice a little bit of humility.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, ugh.
I don't know how she gets away with it. I feel like if anyone else said that, they'd get bitch slapped.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yoga with Adrian.
Yoga with Adrian.
She is the goat.
Yoga with Adrian. You're the goat. Literally.
She's
you're
actually the goat.
No, but I think that all the time, like sometimes I'll be so, or even like I'll make a decision or I'll fall into a pattern or into a habit or like something that isn't just like tripping over myself a little bit. Yeah. Like something that's like, I just wasted an hour and this is so typical of me. Sometimes the only thing that I can do is be like, classic.
No, yeah.
And be like, classic me messing up, classic me recognizing this and then trying to improve it. Like, yeah. You just kind of have to, laughing it off is very effective.
It really is.
Yeah, I like that.
It's productive. Good.
Awesome. Well, I think it's that time. Do you have a song recommendation?
Ah, yes. Sorry, I got all perky for that one. Wait, I think I may have written down. Yeah. Do you have time for 24?
No.
Okay. I'll pick one.
Is that a new Taylor Swift song? She's that old, huh?
Wow. Oh my God, she's old. Ugh. She's 24?
She's 24.
My song recommendation is Door by Caroline Polachek. I love Caroline Polachek. If you like Imogen Heap, you'll love Caroline Polachek. If you only know Imogen Heap from Headlock, I need you to listen to more Imogen Heap. But you'll know Caroline Polachek from Charlie XCX. I had to try that out. Sorry, that was like also kind of cringe. I didn't mean that.
It's okay. You're like, you're deflecting because you're being vulnerable by sharing your opinions on music and it's scary.
No, I'm deflecting by being vulnerable with sharing that I like sort of enjoy like nothing burger humor. That's where I was being vulnerable. It's because of Charlie XCX.
Oh.
And like, that's really not that funny.
I'm sure someone laughed.
No, I know exactly who laughed, and that's why I felt guilty about it.
No one actually laughed.
Right.
At that.
Okay.
No one who, if you watched me and you just laughed at that, this is your last episode. You're cut off.
Trap door. No, but if you like Chapel Roan and you're like, oh my God, her vocal flips are good. Dude, you'll love Caroline Polachek. She also has amazing vocal flips. So, like, yeah, she eats so good. She's so silly. She has so much fun on that beat. She's funky. Shout out to her. She might do a collab with Olivia Rodrigo. I hope. Olivia Rodrigo is, like, sort of like, oh, like, that's Olivia Rodrigo, but their vocals will go good.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah.
She has great vocals, Olivia Rodrigo.
She really does. She needs to use them. Use them chords, girl.
My song recommendation for today is Get Down Tonight by Starwolf. It's, when I looked at the artist, when I was like figuring out what song I wanted, it said Intergalactic Disco was they're like an intergalactic disco group or something like that. And then I listened to the music and I was like, yeah, that is what this is.
Well, yes.
It's just like disco-y. It's like disco-y, but also like you can listen to it in like a bedroom pop kind of way, if that makes sense. Like dancing around your house by yourself on like a Tuesday night. And have like a little disco without feeling like you're listening to music that should play at like a bachelor party.
Oh, I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's nice to have some like jams that also feel cozy.
Mm-hmm. I'm there.
Yeah.
I like to dance alone in my room on Tuesday night.
Cool. Anything else you like to do or?
Run.
You're just going to keep talking and talking and talking and. That's all you've done this whole time.
I like to twirl.
I thought you were going to say twerk.
I feel like that was just like...
Guys, check out the Patreon.
We're doing the wall twerking challenge. We've got cups. We've got ping pong balls. It's going to get crazy.
We're doing Last to Stop Twerking Gets Twerked On over on the Patreon.
You would not guess who the judge is.
Well... At Rhea Blip Blop on all platforms.
All of them. I'm the only one.
All right. Thanks for watching.
Thanks for having me on.
And James Charles, you can pick that phone back up.
He set it down the whole time.
Hi. Thanks so much for watching this episode or for listening to it, I guess, or maybe just for skipping through to the end. Just really quickly here, I wanted to say that I am moving out this week. which is crazy. I'm moving all my stuff back to my hometown and putting it into a storage locker, which means that I'm going to be staying with my parents for a little bit until I start couch surfing full time. And so I thought being in my childhood home could be a good opportunity to talk about growing up and entering my 20s and reflecting on my childhood and anything that you want to know about. So leave a comment if you have a question or something that you want advice on or some kind of topic or story or idea or I don't know. I don't, just relating to growing up. I'd love to hear from you guys, see what you guys want me to talk about in that solo episode. Yeah, but until then, I should probably start packing since I leave in 5 days. So also, I just released a vlog of me and Rhea going to buy her dad a birthday present over on the Patreon. So if you want to see that, patreon.com/koipiso. There's a bunch of other exclusive content over there. And that's all the words that I have. Actually, one more. Bye.